Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming.
After meeting with Jerry Parker, Park County Fire District Number 2 Administrator, county commissioners have decided to institute a fire ban due to extreme drought conditions. But the commissioners decided to follow a precedent established in 2016, with the ban going into effect on July 5th. County officials are asking that people who intend to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks use extreme caution and to be prepared in case a fire does break out. Access to water, fire extinguishers, and a shovel should be kept nearby, and take a good look around for possible fuel sources before lighting off fireworks. And the public is reminded, if a wildfire does break out, either by accident or intentionally, the responsible parties could be held liable for the cost of putting it out and any damages from a fire. Governor Mark Gordon and Secretary of State Ed Buchanan are inviting the National Rifle Association to explore relocating its Virginia operation to Wyoming. The two, in a letter sent to the NRA earlier this month, pointed to the state's business-friendly tax environment, available workforce, and the population's strong support for Second Amendment rights as reasons to move to Wyoming. The organization has been looking to relocate from Virginia since the beginning of the year. Following a bankruptcy declaration, other states have previously courted the NRA, including West Virginia. The letter also pointed to other firearm businesses in Wyoming, such as Magpul, Weatherby, and Gunworks. Gordon is a lifetime member of the NRA and believes the right to bear arms is fundamental. He's signed multiple pieces of legislation this year that reinforce existing firearms laws in Wyoming, and he has also helped facilitate the relocation of several firearms manufacturing businesses to the state.
If your plan involves a party, it's your responsibility to plan for a safe and sober ride home. A DWI is a serious crime with serious consequences. This is Cody Bears with YDOT. If you get busted, you may lose your license, pay thousands of dollars in court costs, legal fees, and higher insurance rates. Make sure your last call is a safe one. Order up a sober ride. And please, don't drink and drive.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
Powell Ace has your summer supplies, weed and bug control, yard tools, and decorations. Powell Ace in downtown Powell.
The man accused of killing a 2-year-old Cheyenne boy whose body was found in a dumpster made his initial appearance Tuesday in Laramie County Circuit Court. Wyatt Dean Lamb, 27, is charged with 10 counts of child abuse and one count of first-degree murder in the death of Athion Rivera, his now ex-girlfriend Cassandra Arona's son. Police say they were called to Arona's apartment on February 19th after she reported the boy missing. The toddler's still warm body was found wrapped inside 5 trash bags, later found to have Lamb's fingerprints on them, in a nearby dumpster about 2 hours later. An autopsy report signed May 6th concluded that Rivera died of cerebral edema with both herniation due to blunt force trauma or hypoxic brain injury, or a combination of both. There were also patterned burned injuries to his groin, with features consistent with infliction by a torch found at the scene, according to the report. Lamb's bond has been set at $1 million. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for August 6th. If convicted, he could face the death penalty. The death toll from COVID-19 in Wyoming has been raised again, with officials adding another 7 names to the list. There now have been 747 confirmed fatalities from the virus in the Cowboy State. 2 Park County women died from COVID, as well as people in Natrona, Crook, Laramie, and Platte counties. This news comes as officials are raising the alarm over the Delta variant that has surfaced in Cheyenne and Laramie County. This latest twist on the virus is highly contagious, and health officials warn people that even if they've had and recovered from COVID-19, they're not necessarily immune to the new variant, and urge everyone to seek out and receive a vaccination. Wyoming remains one of the most vaccine-hesitant states in the country, with only about 35% of residents receiving the shot. Despite the new variant impacting the state, officials say at this time there are no plans to institute any mask mandates or business closures. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.